Okay, Tovin, welcome back to our regular podcast of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now in Chagiga Daf Yudalet Amud Aleph. We are on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Bet. Ketuv Echad Omer, right in the middle of the Amud. Today we're going to be dealing a lot with angelology, and I will admit from the get-go that I don't really understand a lot of the depth of what's being presented here, but we will study the daf together. Ketuv Echad Omer, Udvut Pneim Pnei Adam Pnei Oyei Alamina Arbatam Pnei Shom Yasvol Arbatam. In one of the texts in Yechezkel, in Perak Aleph, it indicates that the four faces on the heavenly Merkava include an ox. And the other passage says, the ox has been replaced with a kruv. We don't really know what a kruv is. So Yechezkel davened that the shore should turn into a kruv. And his claim is that since a shore is the same visage as that which was worshipped at the foot of our Sinai, the Egel, therefore it cannot be a vehicle for God's mercy, therefore he had to change it to a kruv. So my kruv, what is a kruv? Rabbi Avahu Karavya, the little kid. Shekhen Avahu Korin Liyanu Karavya. In Babylon and Aramaic, a little kid is called a ravya. Melev Papa Labaya, we have to do Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv, Pnei Asheni, Pnei Adam, in the described, as one of them is a face of a kruv and the other is a face of a person. So, hainu pnei kruv, hainu pnei adam, same thing. Api rabbi, rabbi zutri. The answer is a large face and a small face. All right, good. Another challenge, another problem. Katuv achad omer shish kanafayim shim tefayim lechad. In Yeshayahu's vision, we have that they each have six wings. Katuv achad omer rabba panim lechad, rabba kanafayim lechad mehem. And in Yechezkel's, there are only four wings. Yeshayahu's vision was during the times to make the Mikdash was standing. So the angels had six wings. In the times of Yechezkel, after the destruction, there were only four wings. So which two are cut out? Which two were cut out? There are two wings that they used to sing. So the way that they read it is two of them they cover their face, two they cover their legs, and with two they fly, v'karazel zevi amar. Simple pshat in that pasuk, do we know from Yeshayahu, pasuk number 3 on the page, is that the angels call to each other. And here the way they're reading it is that the wings call to each other, singing out, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. If you blink your eyes, it's gone. Right? In other words, those are the ones that when Mikdash is destroyed, were gone. And the Tataif, it's the two that fly. So the two that fly, that sing the song, those are the two that were gone. V'ravonon amri, otan shemachasot b'hen raglehem. No, it's the two wings that they use to cover their legs. How do I know? Shenemar v'raglehem regel yishara. Because in Yechezkel vision, he describes the feet of the angels. They're one leg. If it weren't for the fact the wings are gone, how would he see? So maybe they uncovered their wings and he saw their legs. Are you going to tell me that the ones that cover their faces were gone? After all, he describes their faces. The answer is that they uncovered him and he saw him. Those wings are still there. Now, that's not the same. To uncover their face in the presence of the master, that's appropriate. But, kare, to uncover their legs in the presence of the master, in God's presence, that you don't do. So therefore, it must be that if Yechezkel saw their legs and could describe them, those means must be the wings that are gone. This pasuk in Daniel says that there were tens of thousands that served God. And in Eob it says, is there even a number to his legions, meaning they're uncountable, they're infinite? Good, the same distinction. It's as if to say that when the Mikdash is destroyed, the heavenly retinue was diminished. Tanya Rabbi, remember, Shema B'Yosef and Dosa, he has a different read. Elef Alfin Sham Shune, Mispar Gdud Echad, meaning the tens of thousands were one division. Divisions, there is no number to the divisions. On your svar, good. Yirmiyah bar Abba mar elf alfin yishem shune, he has a different one. Mine l'nahar dinur. Shemar, nahar dinur nagan v'nafim v'gamori, elf alfin yishem shune, v'rivuvan kanamori yikumun. Pasuk in Daniel that describes the tens of thousands are describing what's flowing in the fire of the river of fire that comes from God. Or what's referred to some as the lake of fire. Right? Good. Mehechan nafik, where does it come from? Mizyatan shel chayot. It comes from the sweat of the chayot HaKadosh, the angels. Lechan shafich, where does this river pour into? The Jumar Tov Yamarav al Rosh Rishayim beGehino. It pours onto the head of the Rishayim that are in Gehino. Shemar hinei sarat Adonai chema yatsa v'sar mitcholel al Rosh v'Rishayim yachul. This storm pours out on the heads of the Rishayim. Achav Yaakov mar al asher kumtu. It's the ones that have been kumtu. We'll see what this means. For asher kumtu v'lo eid nahar yutzak yisodan. These people who were kumtu means people who were meant to be created but were never created because they were from the generations before creation. They were not created because they were really wicked. Remember Shimon HaChassid, Eilut Shamiot Shivim Arba Dorot Shekumtu Lihibarot. These were the 974 generations, if there's a Midrashic thread which says that there were the Torah pre-existed creation for the Torah existed for 1,000 generations before it was given, which means 974 generations before creation. So all of those generations of souls that were going to be created were never created, and they're the ones who kept this fire poured on them. What did he do with these souls? He planted a few of them in every generation. They are the very chutzpahic, very nervy people in every generation. At least they were not good. Yitzchak Amar Asher Kumtu, he says the opposite. Livracha Udichti, those are good guys. Elu Tamnei Chachamim Shemikamtin Atzman Al Divrei Torah Ba'olam Hazeh. They fold themselves up, make themselves small. Baruch Megaleh Lahem Sod Olam Haba. They get secret in the world to come. Shemar Nahar Yitzchak Yisodam. So the river is a foundation of their basis or of their sod. Amar Shmuel Chia Barav Bar Arya. Rav with Shmuel's colleagues, Shmuel said to his son, son of the lion, Ta Emalach Milta Mahani Mili Malita Malyuta Dami Amar Avuch. Let me tell you something very good. Your father said, so every day this river of fire gives birth to angels. Amri Shira Uvatli. They say Shira and they disappear. They're new every morning. Great is your faith. This agrees with what he said in Eretz Yisrael. That the malachim are created not from this fire, but rather from every speech that God says. With the wind of his mouth, and it's his words, all of the legions of heaven are created. All right, good. We have another problem in angelology. This is now already theology, if you will. One text in Daniel describes God's garments as snowy and his hair as white wool. And in Shir Hashirim, his hair is considered to be black as a raven. So which color is God's hair, as it were? Lokasha kan b'yeshiva kan b'molchama. Right, Damar in the Chanev Yisrael Zaken, in the Chanev Mochamal Bachur. When God goes out to war, his hair is black like a raven, like a young man. When he's teaching, it's white like a sage. Katuv Achad Omer Karsei Shvivin Denur, that his throne is surrounded by fire. Katuv Achad Omer Adi Charsav Van Rami VaAtik Yom In Yatev, until the thrones are brought and the Ancient of Days sits down. So is it one or more thrones? Lokash Achad Lo VaAchad LaDavid. There's a throne for God, a throne for David. Atani echad lo v'chad lo David. Akiva, Amar lo v'yosaglu, Akiva, an matay ata oseh shechina chol. You're profaning God by having a throne next to God for David. Al achad l'din v'chad l'tztaka. One is for judgment, then he moves to another one for charity. Kiva mine or lo kiva mine? Did Rabbi Kiva accept this rebuke? Toshma, echad l'din v'chad l'tztaka, Rabbi Kiva. The answer is Rabbi Kiva, then repeated it. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva, malacha eitzel hagadah, klach midabrotecha eitzel negaim va'olot. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to him, don't be involved in agadah, go study halacha, go teach halacha. Halacha lo chisei v'chad l'shrafraf. One is the seat, one is the throne. Chisei l'shem alav shrafraf l'adom raglav. The footstool, sorry, is for his feet. God says, the heavens is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Good. Kiyatar of Dimyamar. Shmonasre Klolo. This next passage, which goes on for quite a bit, deals with an interpretation of a passage in the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, which is verse 16 on the page, which is a series of verses in chapter 3 of Yeshayahu, which is a very strong rebuke. We'll read this passage. Kiyatar of Dimyamar. Shmonasre Klolo Kilo Yeshayah at Yisrael. The prophet Yeshayahu cursed 18 curses. And he was not satisfied until finally he said this verse that the young will speak out against the older and the disgraced against the honored one. So what are the 18 klolot? And he quotes the pasuk, so God is going to disrupt from Yerushalayim and get rid of all the infrastructure and everything you rely on for food and for water and leaders and fighters, etc. Sarcha Mishimu Nusufanim, heads of 50s and people who are honored, Vioetz, Vachacham Charjin, Von Lachash, and counselors, and people who know how to make incantations. And instead, I'm going to put little children as your leaders. Now, what do all these things mean? Mash'ein, elu bale mikra. The ones we rely on, that refers to people who know Tanakh. Mash'eina, elu bale mishna. These people who have the tradition. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'chavirav, good, believe of a papa v'rabbonan, chadamar sheish miot sidrei mishna. How much did Yehuda ben Tema and his colleagues have? They had either 600 or 700 orders of mishna, of which we have only 6. They had far more mishna than we had, and that was lost. Komishan lachem, what does that refer to? Elu balei Talmud, the storehouse of bread, the support system of bread, that's the ones who have Talmud. Because God says, go have my bread, as it were, the Torah. Komishan mayim, what's that? Elu balei agada, the one, the support system of water, that's agada, shmoshchin libo shel adam kamayim ba'agada, because they draw people close like water. Gibor, what's a gibor? Ze ba'al shmuot, this is someone who has traditions. This is somebody who knows how to really go at it in the fight for truth, Torah. Shofet, what's a judge? Zad Dayan Jadan Dinam Et Lamito, somebody who judges properly. Navi, Kamashmo, a prophet is a prophet. Kosem, what's a kosem? Zem Melech, that's a king. Shnemar, Kesem Al Siftei Melech, there's incantations on the lips of the king. Zaken, what's a zaken? Zeshra Uili Yeshiva, somebody who should be in Yeshiva, meaning Beit Din. Sar Chamishim, what's that? Altigre Sar Chamishim, El Asar Chumashin. Somebody who's a master of Shiodeh, Lisab, Litenu Chamishal Chumashay Torah. Master of Chumash. Varacher, Sar Chamishim, what's another interpretation? Aval, no, Aval, Mikan Shein Mamidin, Meturgaman, Al Tzibur, Pachut, Mechamishim Shana. You have to be at least 50 years old to be a Turgaman, the speaker in the base matter. Unasu Fanim, what's that? Somebody who's honored? Zeshin Osim Panim Ladoro Bavuro. Someone who, on account of him, from heaven, on account of him, his generation gets a break. Now, let's see what that means. Lamala, Lona Rabbi Chaim Mendoza, meaning that sometimes that means that somebody who will earn a break from heaven for his generation, like Rabbi Chaim Mendoza, and many miraculous stories about him. Lamata, Kagon Rabbi Avahu by Kesa. Or in earth, like Rabbi Avahu, who got lots of breaks on behalf of a generation from the Roman governors, who he knew how to speak with and negotiate. What's a yoetz? A counselor? Shiodea la'aber shalim v'dikboa chorashim. Somebody knows how to intercalate. Chacham? What's a chacham charashim? Zeh tamid ha'machkim et rabotav. A student who makes his teachers wiser. Racharashim? What's chacham charashim? B'sha'ash potech direi Torah kol charasin charashim. So chacham charashim really means somebody who knows how to whisper incantation, how to say incantations. But here it means Charashim, everybody else is mute when he speaks. Navon, what's Navon? Zamivin davar mitoch davar, someone who can infer one thing from another. And Lachash, what's really, it's Navon Lachash in the Pshat, someone who knows how to say incantations. Here means Eshroilim Sola divrei Torah Navalachash. This is somebody who it's appropriate to teach him the secrets of Torah that were given quietly. Natatin Arim Sarehem, and the text goes on to say, these are the 18 curses. I'm going to put little children as their masters. What does that mean? These are people who are minuar. They're cleaned out from mitzvot. They have no mitzvot. Talim yushiluvam. What does that mean? Amar Papa Bar Yaakov, ta'ale v'nei ta'ale. We use the Aramaic ta'ale, which is a fox. Foxes, the sons of foxes, meaning not only will they be nothings, but they'll be children of nothings who will be in charge. And he was not satisfied until he said this terrible pasuk, that the young ones will lord it over the older ones, and the disgraced ones over the serious ones, or whatever. What's that? Even Adam Shemarim and Mitzvot, Yerhavu b'Mishim Ulam Mitzvot Kerimon. Hanar b'Zaken, meaning the ones who are empty of Mitzvot will be lording over the ones who are filled with Mitzvot. Vanikleven Ichbad means Yavu Mishachamurot Domot Alav Kekalot, the one for whom serious things he treats them lightly. Yavu Mishachamurot Domot Alav Kechamurot, and he will lord over the one who takes light things seriously, or who's more careful about Mitzvot. All right, in any case, continuing on with this interpretation, Amar Rav Katina, afilu b'sha'at kishtona shel Yerushalayim lo pasku mehem pa'alei amana. Further on in that passage, it says, shenikitpos ish b'achiv b'ayit aviv simla lecha katzin ti'alanu, because the women will turn to the men and say, or somebody will turn to his fellow and say, please be our leader. Right? So in other words, even in these terrible times, there were still trustworthy people. Let's see what that means. Because somebody will turn to them and say, be a leader. Meaning, things that people keep covered up, you have. And let's see how this plays out. What does that mean? The sort of things people do not become strong with until they first tripped up on them. You have these things. In other words, there will be people around who will be approached and said, please be our leader. You guys have all these great attributes. And they will say, the person will take an oath and say, as we'll see, Isa, and he will say, I will not going to be a caretaker, and I don't have any bread, and I have no garments, and don't make me into a general. What is Yisa? In Yisa, Alashon Shvuash. Right, Yisa is a reference to an oath. A person will take an oath. Lo Yechovesh. What does that mean? So the drasha is, Lo Hayiti Michovshei Beit HaMidrash. I was not one of the people who sat on the benches of the Beit Midrash. In other words, they'll be honest and say, I don't have the knowledge you want, and I can't help you. I don't have any of those things that we interpreted before. Not Torah, and not Mikra, etc. V'dilma shani hatam, so that proves that these people are at least honest. V'dilma shani hatam, di'amar lehu gamirna, amri lehi aymalan. Well, maybe they were honest because if somebody said, oh, you have Torah, so please teach us something, and then they would say, they would be stuck. They could have said, yeah, I knew, but I forgot. That thing you asked me, I forgot. My lo yechovesh, lo yechovesh klal. What does lo yechovesh mean? I never studied. So you're telling me that Yerushalayim, even though it had none of these other attributes, it always had trustworthy people, at least honest enough to say they don't know. Aye, but Rava said Yerushalayim was only destroyed when all trustworthy people were gone. God says, go find me a trustworthy person and then I'll forgive the city. So it depends. If we're talking about Divrei Torah, there people were very honest. They were honest to say, I don't know. But when it comes to business, indeed, they were dishonest. But Divrei Torah havu, masa matan lo havu. And the Sugi and Tanit, if you recall, when we studied it a couple months ago, dealt in depth with the impact of losing people of trust. Tanu Rabbanan, Maaseh Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai asher rochev al hachamor. This is the story about Maaseh Merkavah. He was riding on a donkey. Remember from Pirkei Avot, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He loved him as a student. And he was following him. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, teach me something about Maaseh Merkavah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai quotes our Mishnah. He said, didn't I teach you that you can't teach Maaseh Merkavah except to a wise person who can understand on his own? Evidently, he was saying to Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, you're not of that caliber. Marlo Rabbi, Tashina Marlo Fanecha Devar Chach the Matani. So Rav Ben Arach said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, okay, let me tell you something you taught me. Marlo Emor. So he said, fine. Miyad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Me'alachamor Tatef Yashav Al Eben Tachan Azayit. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off the donkey, and he sat down, and he sat on a rock, and he covered himself up. Amarlo Rabbi, name my Yerat Me'alachamor. So Rav Ben Arach said, Rabbi, why did you get off the donkey? Mar Efshar Atat Doresh Maaser Kavat. Rabbi Yochanan understood that Rabbi Elzman Arach was going to say something about Maaseh Merkabah that he had taught him. He said, you're going to talk about Maaseh Merkabah. Ushchina imanu, God is with us. Umalachi Asherim Lavino Tanu, and the angels are escorting us. Vani Arkava Lachamor, and I should be running on a donkey? Miyad Patach Rabbi Elzman Arach Maaseh Merkabah B'darash. So he started teaching something about Maaseh Merkabah. Finally, he was trying to prove to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai that he was worthy of being taught. V'yarda Eish Min HaShamayim Mesivivah Kol HaYedonot Shebasadeh. And immediately a fire came down and surrounded all of the trees in that field. Patchu kulan v'amru shira. And the trees started singing. Ma shira amru, what they sing? Halu et Adonai min ha'aretz le'im yecholtamot, etc., etc. Eitz pri v'chol ha'razim. All of the trees should sing. So in other words, they were singing the song of what they were doing. Anam malach min ha'esh v'amar hein hein ma'aseh merkavah. So an angel spoke out from the fire and said, what you're saying is ma'aseh merkavah. In other words, Rabbi Elzman Arach got it right. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai got up and kissed Rabbi Elzman Arach on the head and blessed God, gave Avram Avinu a child or a descendant who knows how to understand Maaseh Merkabah. And then he said, Yishna ed doresh ve'inna emekayim. There are people who teach well but don't fulfill it well. Na emekayim ve'inna ed doresh. People who live a good life but can't teach properly. Atan na ed doresh ve'inna emekayim. You teach properly and you fulfill it properly. Shrech Avram Avinu Shalazman Arach et Sameh Chalatzach. Good. So then he again blessed Avram and said, you should be very happy that such a child came from your loins. Kshenemruad Vain the Fair of Yeshua, Yahuv Rabbi Yosef HaKohen Malachim Baderach. So Yeshua was walking on the way and he heard this story with Rabbi Yosef HaKohen. Amru, Af Anidosh Maaseh Merkabah. I said, let's do the same thing. So he started teaching, and it was summertime. Suddenly the heavens became filled with clouds, and you could see a rainbow. All the Malachi Asherim came around to listen, just like people at a wedding will go to see what the Chatan and Kala and the people are having fun in front of them, you know, the jesters, etc. Halach Rabbi Yosef HaKohen v'siper dvarim v'tan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Ma'ashreichem ashrei ulalatchem. Rabbi Yosef HaKohen went and told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is how Rabbi Shul responded to hearing the story about you. And he said, happy are you, and happy is the one who gave birth to you. Ashrei einai shekach ra'u. Ani v'atem b'chalamim mesubin ha'inu al har Sinai. Aleinu bad kol min ha'shamayim. Aluchan, aluchan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, I had a vision in which we were all standing around Har Sinai, and we were invited to come up. There's a beautiful palace with beautiful beds waiting for you. You all belong to the third group of the seven groups that see the Shekhinah. Good. So there's beautiful stories. But is this true about the first story? Because we have a tradition that there were three occasions where a Talmid taught in front of his Rebbe. Rishua taught something in front of Yochanan Zakkai. Rishua taught something in front of his Rebbe. Rekiva taught something in front of Rishua. Rekiva taught in front of Rishua, his Rebbe. From Chananya taught something in front of Rekiva. Chananya taught in front of his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Did you have a chain? But you didn't mention the first case, which is Rabbi Elazar Arach teaching in front of his Rebbe. The answer is the Artsiv Atsu Kamei Kachashiv. They only count in this the ones who both taught and were the recipients of such teaching. But the artsiv lo artsu kamei, but if he taught, but it wasn't, nobody taught in his presence, it was Rabbi Elazar Arach's talmid, never taught in front of him, lo kachashiv. Ay, v'chanani v'chachinot lo artsu kamei v'kachashiv. But the last one on the list, Chanan v'chachinai, who taught in front of Rabbi Kiva, was not then someone who his student taught in front of him. The answer is, the artsi mia kamei man da artsi. Yes, but at least he lectured in front of somebody who had also had lectured in front of somebody else, who was part of his chain. Elazar ben Arach wasn't part of the chain. So he's not mentioned in that tradition of the three teachings, or the three sermonettes. We now begin a very famous sugya, probably the most famous sugya in Chagiga, and certainly the most famous sugya in this parak. Tanu Rabbanan, Rabban Nichnasu Pardes. There are four who went into the Pardes, which clearly means here some mystical field of study, and according to the way that Rashi seems to read it, they actually went somewhere up to heaven and had private, had access to some private areas there where they were able to see some very powerful glimpse of the Shekhinah in some way or another, and the results were, in most of the cases, not favorable. And Ben Azai, Shem Ben Azai, Shem Ben Zoma, Acher, Tzalush Ben Avuya, and Rabbi Akiva. Find out why he's called Acher in the next podcast. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Shatem Megin Etzal Abnei Shayish Tahor. Rabbi Akiva evidently had experience. So he said, when you go up there and you see those marble, pure marble rocks that look like water, Al Tamru Mayim Mayim, don't call them water. Because a liar cannot stand in front of God. And if you call them water, you're wrong. And you'll be thrown out. Ben Azai Tzitzumed. What happened? Ben Azai peeked in. He saw too much. He died. And regarding him, the Pasuk says, Yakar Ben Adonai Mavtala Chasidah. It is very grievous in the eyes of God when his loyalists die. Ben Zoma Tzitzvinifka. Ben Zoma looked and he lost his mind. Find honey, eat the right amount. If you eat too much, you'll end up throwing it up. It's the sensory overload. Acher kitzitz ben tziot. Elisha Avuya saw it and became an apostate. Kiva yatzav shalom. And Akiva, in the meantime, came in peace and left in peace. Now, parenthetically, we hear this story, evidently about before. Shalu ben Zoma, maul sarusei kalba. They asked him, are you allowed to neuter a dog? Because after all, the Torah presents the prohibition of neutering animals within the context of korbanot. And not only can a dog not be brought as a korban, but even if you sell a dog, you can't use that money to use a buy a korban. Meaning the Torah says, don't do it in your land, meaning anything in your land, including dog. If a virgin became pregnant, in other words, she's somebody who still got betulim, but she became pregnant, which indicates somehow she had relations. Can she marry a kohen gadol who can only marry betula? Micha shin le Shmuel, are we concerned for that possibility that Shmuel mentions, which is Damar Shmuel, achol ani livo kama bilot below dam. I am able to have be'ilah with a virgin and still not to produce blood. This is a way to have penetration without tearing the hymen, and therefore she will look like a betula, but she really is not. Or perhaps that's such an uncommon thing that we're not going to be concerned about. He said it's not something to be concerned about. The possibility is that somehow she got fertilized, for the fertilization happened without relations. Here it says in a bath. She went to a bath, and there was sperm there, and she became pregnant. Shmuel himself said that if sperm does not shoot out like an arrow, then it cannot fertilize. The answer is, yeah, that doesn't refer to how it comes in, it refers to how it goes out. So if it does, well, it's referring to gonorrhea, so if it comes out in a non-powerful way, then it's not virile and it can't fertilize. It came out that way, and then later it enters, so it could fertilize. Good. We're going to pick this up in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow and finish the sugya till the Mishnah on Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful day.